Bipartisan Michigan legislation tabulates cost of coronavirus, sends bill to China. By Kyle Olson on July 23, 2020. A bipartisan bill being introduced in the Michigan House of Representatives on Thursday requires the state treasurer to tabulate the cost of the coronavirus outbreak to the state and send an invoice to China. State Rep. Bo LaFave, R. Iron Mountain, tells Breitbart News the bill, HB 6025, will be filed and assigned to a committee today. According to the legislation, which is co-sponsored by two Democrats, the proposed law will provide for the reimbursement of this state for the actions of the People's Republic of China in causing the outbreak and spread of the coronavirus. The bill calls on the state treasurer to determine the amount of damages, costs, expenses, and other losses that this state has incurred as a result of the coronavirus at every level of government, which are listed in the legislation. The state treasurer shall send an itemized statement of the damages, costs, expenses, and other losses to the People's Republic of China with a formal demand that the People's Republic of China reimburse this state. LaFave is joined as co-sponsor by state reps Steve Marino, R. Harrison TWP, Doug Wozniak, R. Shelby TWP, Matt Maddock, R. Milford, Ronnie Peterson, D. Ypsilanti, Aaron Miller, R. Sturgis, Gary Eisen, R. St. Clair TWP, Brian Elder, D. Bay City, Dare Rendon, R. Lake City, Greg Markkinen, R. Hancock. The representative says the bill's intent is to hold the totalitarian communist government of China responsible for the pandemic they knowingly unleashed upon Michigan and the rest of the world. LaFave argues China knew the virus was spreading throughout its country and lied about it. They threw out journalists attempting to sound the alarm bells and implemented a regional travel ban but allowed infected individuals to fly intro Detroit International Airport uninhibited, he said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.